It's Classical Spotlight, and a concert at Laurie Auditorium coming up Monday night features the Children's Chorus of San Antonio and the Youth Orchestras of San Antonio, the Philharmonic led by Troy Peters. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. It's always great to be here. Good to be back.
I think Brahms Reimagined is a very cool program for this festival. We've had lots of chamber music, and this coming weekend, we finally get some of the symphonies and piano concertos. Tell us a little bit about how this program came together.
Well, you know, to be honest, part of the dilemma was we wanted to be a part of this Brahms Festival, and Brahms' orchestral output is actually not that big. So with the symphony having claimed the symphonies and the concertos, there are actually no other big pieces. There's a couple of overtures, there's the Haydn variations, but I wanted to do something big. And so I pitched the idea that we do Arnold Schoenberg's orchestration of Brahms' G minor piano quartet. This is a piece that actually is better known to ballet fans than to orchestra fans because there's a Balanchine ballet of it that's phenomenal. But it's sort of like Brahms' Fifth Symphony with a little coat of Mahler or Zemlinsky because Schoenberg's orchestration is a little post-Brahms. There's some xylophone and things like that. So it puts it into this really interesting sound world, but it's so Brahms. It's a great piece. And so we pitched that, and Sebastian Lung-Lessing and the symphony were really receptive to that. And then we said, well, if we're going to do that, sort of Brahms through somebody else's imagination, why don't we do a whole concert that's about music by Brahms reimagined by other composers?
I know there is a piece that the Seattle Symphony organized, Bright Shang, and it's haunting, I would say.
Absolutely. Bright took this late A major Brahms intermezzo that is just a gorgeous piece. A lot of people love it. A lot of people don't even know that they know it, but it's a beautiful, lovely piano piece. And Bright Shang turned it into an orchestral work, which he called Black Swan. He did that before the Natalie Portman movie came out, and it has no connection to that. But it is just hauntingly, I think is the great adjective for it, a really hauntingly beautiful piece. We're doing a couple Hungarian dances because there are a bunch of those that were orchestrated by different people, and we're doing the Parlo orchestrations of a couple of the Hungarian dances that people will enjoy. And then we're doing pieces with the children's chorus. And Brahms wrote a great deal of choral music and a great deal of what you would call treble choir or women's choir music that works great with children's voices. And so we're doing four different pieces. One of them Brahms reorchestrated and reimagined himself. So that's a little that's connected. Two of them I actually orchestrated, which has been fun and a little daunting to get into trying to orchestrate Brahms and think about how he used the orchestra and working in a similar style, but maybe bringing a few elements of myself as well.
I think there's something poetic about the youth orchestra working with the children's choir.
Absolutely. It's always a fun thing to have young musicians working with each other when they don't always play together. And we have we've always had at YOSA several children's chorus members who also play in YOSA because the Children's Chorus of San Antonio is such a phenomenal musical foundation. They do such a good job training their kids that those musicians are also very strong instrumentalists quite frequently. So we actually have one member of the YOSA Philharmonic's first violin section who will stand up and travel back to sing in the chorus and then walk back up and sit down in the orchestra, and he'll sort of do double duty playing in both groups or performing in both groups.
It's coming up Monday night at Laurie Auditorium, Brahms Reimagined. I think this probably worked out really well to be in the festival, and it works out probably very well to have these musicians learn Brahms.
Oh, man. I think it's such a great thing for any musician to work on. You know, John, Brahms is sort of a musician's musician. So many musicians I know, Brahms is one of their favorite composers because there's this beautiful balance of expression and romanticism and passion with precision and the brain and form. And so it's this beautiful blend of the head and the heart, you might say, that I think Brahms, even more than Bach or Mozart, Brahms perfectly balances those two areas. And so for musicians, that's really exciting. And for audience members who think, I've never heard of this Brahms-Schoenberg piano quartet, what are you talking about? The thing I would say is just, no, this is really gorgeous music. This is Brahms at his Brahmsiest. And you've got lush, romantic, singing music that's about his love for Clara Schumann, and you've got gypsy dances. You've got the whole gamut of what people love about Brahms showing up in this piece. And it's not very frequently played, so it's a great opportunity to hear an unusual piece that you're going to love.
Here we are in 2013 for this Brahms Festival. Someone like Robert Schumann, who is sort of the romantic early sort of fellow, called Brahms sort of the musical messiah, and someone like Arnold Schoenberg in the 1930s said Brahms the progressive, who was, you know, the, sort of the leader of this avant-garde for quite a while in the 21st century, that or in the 20th century. And I think it's interesting that they could look forward and back, and here we are in the 21st century celebrating this great musician.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the time, there was this Brahms versus Wagner battle where Brahms was viewed as the conservative and Wagner as the progressive. But over time, I think we've come to see that in a lot of ways, Brahms was incredibly adventurous and forward-looking. At the same time, I mean, it's just gorgeous. There's so much lushness in Brahms. And so I've been loving this Brahms Festival. It's been so great to have all of this music going on all over town and hear organ music and hear choral music and hear chamber music and piano music. And, you know, there's just so much breadth in this music. And it's been a really great thing to be a part of.
I think it's great for the community to be able to sort of have these focus on a composer. To me, it's kind of like when a community gets together and reads a book, mm-hmm. you know, that it's kind of nice that we're all getting together and celebrating Brahms.
Right. And for our students to be a part of that, they feel like they're a part of the larger musical culture here, which is an important thing, that they're connected to what everybody in San Antonio's classical music scene is thinking about and performing right now.
Well, we got to have you back for the Beethoven 5K, talk a little bit about that later this year, and I know you guys will have some awesome stuff coming up in May. Troy, it's always great to see you.
Thanks so much, John. Great to be here.